Hello and welcome to the Destination Sailing Channel on Yachting International Radio.
I'm Carla.
And I'm Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 25,000 miles on our catamaran through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and remote caves we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight on your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do and how to find those all important provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, which is Aruba.
Yes, and we last visited in 2019 and we spent quite a long time there sitting out the hurricane season, because it's not actually in the hurricane zone, it's just the south.
Yes.
Together with
it's a great place to spend the hurricane season.
Yeah, Bonaire, Curaçao and Aruba are fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's located approximately 18 miles off the Venezuelan coast and it's a day's sail from Curaçao.
Yes.
An overnight sail, a day sail. As we say, it's right down there. You've got Aruba is the first one on the west, then you've got Curaçao, and then you've got Bonaire. It's the last of the three islands. It covers approximately 69 square miles. It's very low lying, so the chances are the first thing you'll see is a big bellowing smoke coming off from the dump.
Yeah, that's the very less attractive thing you want to see when you arrive in a place like this, because it's really, really a big cloud.
Yeah, so it's pretty bad actually. Yes. They burn all their rubbish at the back of the island and you see this sort of big smoke going
off. It's an ongoing problem that they have.
Yes. It is, yes. It is home to just over 100,000 people. Most people speak English, Dutch and
Papiamento,
which is a sort of it's got a little bit of Portuguese in it,
hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's a mix of the languages that between English, Portuguese, Spanish, and another one in Dutch.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, they all have EU Dutch passports.
Yes.
So they can actually just come and live in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we can't go there.
Yeah. But the funny thing about that language, Papiamento, is that I don't speak the language, obviously, but if they speak in between them, I can pick up some things.
Some things. Yeah,
and then I can kind of know what they're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, so Orangestad is the capital of Aruba, and it's named after the Orange House of the Dutch royal family from 1824, when the islands were discovered. Regarding COVID, pre-notification is currently required. Check out Noonside for the latest information. So the first thing to do when you're checking into Aruba is to call the Port Authority on Channel 16, and they should direct you to
Bacadera
Port, which is in about the middle of the island on the south coast. You sort of wiggle your way in through the reefs, and then in front of you there's a blue dredger ship, and you have to go around the bows of that and do kind of like a U-turn, and then go on to the quay. But you have to be very careful because there's a sandbank.
Yes, and they have a wooden quay, which is quite difficult because of the cleats, the way the cleats are positioned. So you have to be really careful because you don't have too much space for the rope. And the wind will blow off.
Yeah, the wind's blowing you off quite badly there.
Yeah. So we made like three attempts to get in.
Yeah, but we did manage
it
in the
end. But it is really difficult to get the ropes on.
And then the customs are on the left and the immigration are on the right, and they are very helpful.
Very, very, very helpful. They couldn't be better.
No. The weather?
The weather blows.
Yes, it sits
all
in the
day,
it sits
time.
In the trade, the trade winds, and the wind and the seas have had an awful long time to get going. By the time they reach Aruba, so you will find that it is pretty blowy there, and you're really talking about 30 knots, 24 hours a day throughout the season.
It's great for you, where your wind generator. The batteries were full all the time for 7 weeks we were there, so it was great.
Yeah, it was. I mean, basically, it's warm all year round, and the skies are pretty clear. And it's actually really very pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very pleasant indeed.
Yeah.
The currency is the Aruba Florin, which is a very colourful banknote.
Yes.
Very colourful
it's
indeed.
Pretty. Yeah.
And they'll be very happy to accept your US dollar.
Yes.
There is a cruising guide. You can look it up at www.aruba-cruisingguide.com. So that takes us on to the main marinas and harbours. There aren't really any harbours as such. There are docks for the ships and a cruise ship port and things like that, but there's no actual sort of harbour. So the main harbour in town, or the main marina, it sits inside some stone walls, and it's the Renaissance marina. And as you go in, you've got the sort of visitors berths on the right hand side. The pontoon directly in front of you is full of local boats. And on the left hand side, that tends to be for tripping boats and that sort of
thing. It's a very small marina.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Really. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It does have a dinghy dock. So if you're anchored off somewhere, you can take a dinghy in there. And
yeah, they are happy. Yeah, no problem off there with that. Yeah. Yes.
And you'll find bins there for your garbage.
Yes.
Yeah, you will. Now, there is a boatyard, the Vandario, Aruba Marina and Boats.
Varadero.
Varadero. Okay, Varadero. Thank you, Carla. That's situated by the side of the runway for the International Airport. And they actually have a marina there as well as a proper boatyard. There's also another marina further east called Aruba Nautical Club. But unfortunately, we never went there.
No, we haven't been there.
We haven't got any personal experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aruba does have anchorages. They're all along the sort of south and the west coast. The main anchorages are Rogers Beach, Surfside Beach, where we stayed for most of the time we were there.
It's the most popular one, isn't it? Yeah.
There's one at the side of the runway by the marina there, Palm Beach and Eagle Beach.
Yeah, but the Surfside Beach is it's quite good because it's close to town. You can take your dinghy to the beach and leave it there, and you can just, it's 10 minutes walk to town. So it's very good.
Mm-hmm. It was very sheltered in Surfside because the bay is to windward, so the sea doesn't get any time to build.
No.
So you've got windy conditions, but it's quite flat water, which is really good.
Yeah.
Diesel fuel's available at the marinas. Propane's available from Arugas at Barracadia Port. And there's a little pier that goes out, a little wooden pier that goes out, and you could take your dinghy up there. We took it up there from Surfside, and it was quite a hell of a rough ride.
Yeah, it's a long stretch.
Yeah, you have to go past the dump, and then it's on the left-hand side, and you can tie your dinghy up on this pier, and then you can walk up round.
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes walk.
10 minutes walk.
Yeah.
And the guy there has got all the adapters for the different sizes of types.
And it's a good price, the guys. It's not
it's
overly
good.
Expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Aruba does have a couple of chandleries, Budget Marine, and also in the Renaissance Marina, there's a little chandlery there called East Wind Marina, but he's very small.
Yeah, very small.
But Budget Marine is out of the town, that's a problem. And so it's quite a haul down there to go to Budget Marine.
Yeah.
Now, the main boatyard is at Varadero. Mm-hmm. And I understand they have a hydraulic lift, one that goes down a slipway, then lifts the boat, and then they take the boat out that way. It's up to 60 tons. It'll take a vessel 80 foot long and up to 40 foot wide, so it is really quite a big one. Berthing in this marina is $1 per foot per day.
Yes.
So you're,
it's not very cheap.
Average, this is for monohulls, no?
Yeah.
That's right, it's not very cheap. So your 45 foot monohull is going to cost you $45
a night.
A day, yeah. Yeah, that's quite a lot, isn't it? There aren't really any yacht charters or sailing schools, but there is an awful lot of
fishing boats.
Carla's favourite sport, I haven't heard. So they do a lot of deep sea fishing.
And there. They catch fish there.
And they do.
They
really
know where
fish.
To go.
Yeah.
We tried to go once, but it didn't work very well,
no,
did it? Because the seas were too high.
We didn't go far enough off.
Because it was too...
You've got to go off to the end of the continental shelf where it drops, the guy said to us, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then you get a lot of...
But the swell was enormous, so we didn't get there.
I mean, Aruba is one of these places that is great to go to, but when you leave there, you're either going to carry on to Colombia, San Blas and Panama, or you're going to have to go north.
Yeah.
Because going back towards Curaçao, we did meet a couple of people that
they tried to do that, and it was quite rough.
It was quite rough.
Head.
You've got the whole of the Atlantic swell coming down that way. So it is kind of like the last option.
Yeah.
Now, things to see and do.
Oh, the trams. You have to go and see the trams. They are beautiful, so polished, so
Yeah, yes, absolutely beautiful.
Clean.
There's four trams, they're all different colours, red, blue, orange and yellow. And they go from the
cruise port
up through along the main high street.
Yeah, they take you to around the town.
Yeah, they take you around the town. It's about a 2.5 mile journey there and back, and it's absolutely free.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. Yeah. First class tourist attraction, I have to say.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Another means of transport are the buses. They're very, very good in
Europe. Yeah, they have a lot of lines. They go and diverse places in the island, so they take you everywhere basically, so it's pretty good and it's not very expensive.
Now, one of the things that you can go and see is this enormous anchor. It stands around about 15 feet tall, and nobody's really sure where this anchor came from, but they managed to get it off the seabed when they were trying to clear some other anchors that had come foul there. The story is a fully laden, very large crude carrier carrying crude oil got into trouble and sheltered off the southeastern coast of Aruba. Due to rough weather and strong current, the ship eventually lost its anchor. As there is a large H mark on the anchor, it is therefore thought to come from a German ship. So that's about as much as they know about it. And it's damn heavy. It is damn heavy.
It's more than one story, and I don't think they are very sure about any of the stories.
No. No, but they had to get a special ship in to lift it off the seabed. And they're all very, very proud of that anchor, I would say.
Another very big attraction there is to go to Paradise Island, which belongs to the Hotel Renaissance.
Yep.
And so if you stay in the hotel, you have a day trip to go to the Paradise Island to see the flamingos. They have about 6 to 8 flamingos there. And but if you're not, you can buy a ticket to spend the day, so you can take the same boat to go there.
It's absolutely beautiful,
isn't it? It's beautiful. Yeah. We went and spent the day there. We went a couple of times, spent the day there. It was beautiful.
Yeah, very nice. Very good.
Take the photos with the flamingos. It's well worth it.
Well worth it. Another item you could go and see is the Antilia. This is a German cargo ship. And apparently, it's sunk, by the way. It's a dive site, or a snorkeling site. We actually snorkeled it, didn't we?
Yes, we didn't dive
it. But it was really quite rough on the day we were there, so it wasn't the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
But the Antilia was launched in Hamburg on the 21st of March 1939. When Germany invaded Norway, the Dutch government ordered the capture of all German ships in the Dutch Antilles. As they boarded her, a member of the crew locked themselves in the engine room, set fire to the place, and also opened the seacock so that the ship would sink. He then escaped through the funnel. I thought that was rather a nice little story, actually.
But why did he do that?
Well, he didn't want them to be able to use it and keep it, so he thought the best thing to do was just destroy the ship. And so it sunk, it's leaning on its side, it's split in two. But it is actually the biggest ship dive site in the Southern Caribbean, and it is absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful thing to go and see.
Yeah.
There's a rather nice clock tower called Fort Zoutman in Orange Stag, which was built in 1858, and it actually holds the museum now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a little local museum there. Now, the best beaches on the island are undoubtedly Eagle Beach, Palm Beach, Baby Beach and Rogers Beach.
They are beautiful, beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, stunning, yes. They are very, very nice.
Eagle Beach, we anchored off there, is absolutely great. Ideal place if you're going to the supermarket, isn't it?
Yes, it's very good because you can anchor there, just go ashore with the dinghy, and the supermarket is about 5 minutes away.
Yeah. But you do get an awful lot of jet skis, jet bikes zooming up and down.
All that area about the hotels, you know, close to the hotels,
Palm Beach and Eagle Beach.
So you get a lot of you know, those toys that they are always around the hotels. So you have to be careful because they are not always very careful.
No, they're not. Now, Baby Beach is absolutely beautiful. It's one of these like horseshoe bays with just a very, very small entrance. It's down on the sort of south east corner. And Rogers Beach, which is close by, is another beautiful beach that we visited. Social life in Aruba is absolutely fantastic, of course, because you've got all these massive hotels.
Yeah.
It really is a destination for the Americans to go during the winter months. There's lots of casinos and floor shows and things like that to occupy your time.
Yeah.
Aruba does have an international airport,
yeah.
So you can get direct flights from many American and European
And they have two big supermarkets, the one we just spoke about, which is the Whole Foods Market, on that you can go from Eagle Beach, or you can go from town, just take a bus. We used to go to the Lynn and Sons.
Lynn and Sons,
which you can go from town to, you can walk, it's about 45 minutes walk, and then we used to do the shopping and then get the bus back. Both of the supermarkets are very, very expensive. The Whole Foods Market is slightly cheaper. But they are both very, very good. You can find anything you need.
All in all, you can buy almost anything in Aruba. It's just the price.
It's just the price, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And where we stayed in Surfside, there's a little bar there, which was one of the cheaper ones on the island.
So it's right on the beach. It's pretty good. Yeah. They have a good atmosphere there. And it's not very good. So it's finger food. But it's cheap. At least it's not extremely expensive. Yeah.
You can buy a bucket of five beers for $25. Yeah. That's cheap.
That's cheap in the Caribbean.
That's cheap for the Caribbean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
If you want to see some more of Aruba, you could look at our channel, Sailing Ocean Fox, on YouTube, and they are episodes 82 to 86. We will put some links below.
Yes.
So next week, where are we off to?
Next week, we're going to be off to the Canary Islands.
Yeah, and Las Palmas.
Las Palmas.
On the island of Gran Canaria, which is the gateway to the Atlantic. This is where everybody arrives and waits there while they're waiting, getting their last
prepare their boats to go and cross the Atlantic. So, looking forward.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Yes.